Could you give us a brief review of what is the Gallagher Amendment?
In short, in 1982, the Senate passed a new structure and some rules for property taxes, but it got in the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
It basically protects, which is a good thing, it protects homeowners from escalating property values. And it did that by setting a ratio of assessment between commercial property and residential property. 29% for commercial and 21% for residential. So it said that starting at those multipliers times the assessed value, the ratio would be maintained at 45% and 55% for the two respectively. And then it capped the commercial side. So you have to kind of get this in your head. It capped the commercial at 29%. Mm-hmm. But it said residential would float to keep that ratio, the 45-55 ratio. So what's happened is the residential side has gone all the way from 21 down to 7.2. And the forecast says that they should go down to 6.1. Wow. Now, here's the problem. If you're in the Carbondale Fire District, mm-hmm. and the preponderance of your taxes come from residential property, not commercial property, you will lose tax revenue with these resets. Right. That's the problem. So our fire districts, rural fire district that's all residential, could lose 23% of their revenue over two resets. So that's what we're concerned about. That's what I'm concerned about. That's what everybody ought to be concerned about. So think about it. I mean, our local fire districts are heroes. They are to us for saving all those homes. I mean, they're in all over the state. Mm-hmm. They're heroes. So are we going to let them lose revenue? That's the worst of the problems, but this also affects library districts, counties, school districts, anybody whose revenue depends on property taxes.
Is there a way to protect these different tax districts?
So unfortunately, the calculation is statewide. Therefore, when property values go up in Denver, it causes those to be depressed statewide, and we lose revenue. So it's a rural problem. It's a Western Colorado problem, okay. Like a few other things I like to talk about. It's what I do. You know, I worry about rural Colorado, Western Colorado. So here we are. And, yes, it would take a constitutional amendment to undo this.
Okay.
In 1992, Tabor passed. Gallagher pushes the tax rate down, and Tabor says you can't raise it without a vote of the people. So this would require thousands, Carbondale Fire, CMC, they would all have to run separate elections to get their revenue back up mm-hmm. just even. So we have to go to the Constitution and change it. So last year I was the requesting legislator for an interim committee called Alternatives to the Gallagher Amendment.
Alternatives to the Gallagher Amendment.
Right.
This is an interim committee?
It's an interim committee. We meet five times and recommend to the legislature actions for next year.
Mm-hmm.
We had our meeting this week and came up with those bills. Number one is repeal Gallagher.
Oh, wow.
So we will come to the ballot in 19 and ask the taxpayers to repeal Gallagher. The next bill is to replace it with something in statute that the legislature controls. That's the hard part. There'll be some pushback on that, I think. But the question is, what is that? And that's what we're struggling with. It's what I'm struggling with.
So what do you replace it with?
Should we continue to protect homeowners so that their taxes are not unreasonably escalated? And should it be regional? Should we, in Garfield County or in Carbondale Fire District, should we have our own regional approach?
As opposed to statewide. So the Gallagher Amendment, what I'm hearing, is not a bad thing because it protects homeowners from rising property values. Your gripe is that it's statewide, and so it hurts rural counties.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. The impact depends on, in your district, Carbondale Fire, what's the mix between commercial and residential? So based on that mix, you are affected differently from mm-hmm. another district. Mm-hmm.
So what would a repeal and replacement look like? What's your ideal?
Well, that's what we're struggling with. A repeal just says it comes out
right.
of the Constitution.
Right.
A replacement says perhaps, and that philosophically we want to protect homeowners, but at the same time we want a fair mix between what our businesses pay. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Because remember, small businesses are paying four times the property tax that a residential owner is.
Oh, I didn't know that.
If you're a B&B, what are you? Are you commercial or are you residential? So those are the questions. So our small business owners feel, and business in general, feels this is an unfair ratio that's evolved over time. And our homeowners, particularly in metropolitan areas where properties are escalating, feel it's unfair to them. Mm-hmm. So how do we come up with an answer? That's what I'll be struggling with for the next few months.